Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez says persons with homes to rent can indicate to the government that they have accommodation available. Dr. Gonzalez said the aim is to rent homes for evacuees until the government completes construction of new homes for such individuals.
What we are seeking to do, and if you hear me this and you have houses to rent, we're going to rent between Red Cross and the government up to 200 houses for families. The reason why we're doing that, we'll do that for at least 3 months, maybe more than 3 months. Give us enough time to build all the houses. It's important. The sooner we get these families out to back to their own homes or into other rented accommodation, the better. Those are the persons who are inside of shelters.
The Prime Minister said with regards to construction and home repairs, priority will be given to those who are severely damaged.
Now, if you think you're safe where you are, and none of the lahars affect you, well, it means that you would not be in the first phase. You might be in the second or third phase or fourth phase. This is a friend democratic world, you know. We have our regulations, but you have choices, but choices have consequences. There are persons who are saying, even if their house is affected by the laha, don't break down what they have. But you know what they want to do? They want one member of the family to fix that back up, and they will gamble, but give them a house. How could that be reasonable? Huh? That can't be reasonable. The money doesn't come like manna from heaven, you know.
Dr. Gonzalez also provided an update on the restoration of water in some areas, which he says presents some challenges.
The water is being restored, but we had some difficulties at Oya with some blocked pipelines. And you'd have seen one or two videos with the kind of muck coming out of the pipe as you clear things now. And particularly with the rains. In some areas like where London and Magom and Overland had water, but the recent rains and the mud flows damaged the lines. So those lines now have to go under the riverbed. Brax had to come and help them and dig into the riverbed so that CWSA can lay the pipes. Things like that. I'm giving details by way of indication as to the nature of the work.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufriere Volcano Update.